Good afternoon, and I am going to present on the intersection of uninsured adults and preventable hospitalizations in free clinics in North Carolina. I'd also like to acknowledge the support of my co-authors, Dr. Jennifer Troyer and Dr. Michael Thompson, who's joined us here this afternoon. I have no financial relationships to disclose. So just to start with a quick overview of the presentation, I'll speak a little bit about preventable hospitalizations, the uninsured under the ACA, free clinics, and specifically free clinics in North Carolina, and then review some of the methods for the study, results, and conclusions. So to begin with, potentially preventable hospitalizations are conditions that, if had been treated in a primary care setting, they may have prevented the actual hospitalization, or early intervention would have mitigated the complications or potentially mitigated the complications or the severity of the disease. And as one would expect, preventable hospitalizations can be quite costly since they could have been treated in a lower cost primary care setting, but now they're being treated in a much higher cost hospital setting, and it's estimated to cost about $30 billion. Also, not too surprising is that uninsured adults can account for quite a few of the preventable hospitalizations, and they can be known to have twice as many of preventable hospitalizations as Medicaid recipients and commercial and individuals with commercial insurance. And I say it's not surprising because obviously the uninsured tend to have less likely to have a usual source of care and more likely to have unmet medical needs. And we've also seen with the uninsured that their preventable hospitalizations have been increasing recently. In 2003 to 2009, it increased by 47%, while the actual pool of the uninsured increased by about 21%. But fortunately, now we have the Affordable Care Act, so we have actually lower rates of uninsured in the U.S., but the Affordable Care Act is not universal coverage, and we will continue to see uninsured in the U.S. It's actually estimated to be about 27 million will be uninsured even once the Affordable Care Act is implemented. And particularly, there's two groups that will have difficulty or continue to have difficulty accessing insurance, and those would be low-income adults in states that did not opt to expand Medicaid, as well as undocumented immigrants. And there's also been a shift away in funding and maybe focus from uncompensated care towards ensuring that those that now have insurance have access to providers. So free clinics are actually one of the avenues that uninsured can gain access to primary care. They've actually been around since the 1960s. There's about 1,200 free clinics throughout the U.S., but they tend to be much more prevalent in the southern states, and they serve about 1.8 million patients. They also provide medical care for free or a minimal donation, and typically will offer their care whether the person is able to pay the donation or not. And they do not accept third-party insurance, which really differentiates them from the federally qualified health centers or public hospitals. And specifically in North Carolina, there's about 80 free clinics in the state. They do serve about 90,000 uninsured individuals, and that would be about 5% of the uninsured prior to the Affordable Care Act. They also do benefit from a strong association, the North Carolina Association of Free Clinics, which actually partnered with Blue Cross Blue Shield Foundation early in the 2000s to support free clinics not only with grants for ongoing operations, but also grants to start up new free clinics. And we did see in the early 2000s that there were quite a few free clinics that were opened in North Carolina. I also should mention that North Carolina is one of the states that opted not to expand Medicaid, so we'll continue to see some difficulty for low-income individuals in accessing insurance, and it's expected that about a million individuals will not be insured once the ACA is fully implemented. And this is just a quick look at the state of North Carolina, and you can see where the free clinics are located. So they're fairly well dispersed throughout the state. So the research question I wanted to look at was, are hospitalizations for uninsured adults in a county served by a free clinic less likely to be for a potentially preventable hospitalization? And I say the county that is served by the free clinic, because while the majority of the free clinics serve the county, the individuals in the county where they're located, there are some free clinics, primarily in rural counties, where they serve not only their county, but the counties their neighboring counties. And I did use a question from the North Carolina Association of Free Clinics from their survey, which did ask specifically the clinics to identify the counties in their service area. So for this study, I used North Carolina hospital discharge data from 2003 to 2007 for restricted to uninsured adults residing in North Carolina. So the total sample then was about 270,000 observations. And I did limit it from 2003 to 2007 because this was, again, that time period where we did see quite a few free clinics opening up. The outcome is potentially preventable hospitalization as defined by the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, Preventive Quality Indicators. And they do have the basic overall indicator, which indicates all the preventable hospitalizations, and then they subdivide it down for those preventable hospitalizations that were associated with an acute condition, and then preventable hospitalizations associated with a chronic condition. So I can look at all three of these outcomes. The key independent variable is a dichotomous indicator of whether a discharged patient resides in a county with a free clinic that has been in operation for at least a year. And here we can see the number of free clinics by year. In 2003, there was 46 free clinics in North Carolina, and they were serving 54 of the 100 counties in North Carolina. And so by 2007, there's 64 free clinics, and they're serving 77 of the 100 counties in North Carolina. And these are just the covariates in the model, consistent with the behavioral model of healthcare use developed by Anderson. There's covariates at the individual level, the community level, and the health services level. The analysis is multivariate logistic regression with county-level fixed effects, which allows for the determination of the causal effect of having a free clinic serving a county on the probability that a hospitalization is preventable. So the county-level fixed effects is actually taking into account factors that did not change over time at the county level. And this combined with what is changing here, it's the free clinics that are coming on board, kind of allows this approximation of a causality. So starting with just the overall preventable hospitalizations, there was a little over 34,000 preventable hospitalizations in the sample, so that was about 12.7% of the total sample. If we divide it down by the two sub-indicators, there was 4% were associated with acute conditions, and 8.7% were of the total sample was associated with preventable hospitalizations related to chronic conditions. So we can see that the chronic conditions do make up a majority. And I should mention for acute conditions, it's going to be like dehydration, urinary tract infection. The chronic conditions would be long-term complications, short-term complications from diabetes and hypertension, and other, for example. The next couple of slides are looking at the odds ratios for each of the outcomes individually. So to start with, this is for the overall preventable hospitalizations, and we can see right at the top that an individual residing in a county served by a free clinic has a reduced odds of being admitted for a preventable hospitalization, and it was statistically significant. It's actually a 7.6% reduced odds, and that may sound small, but again, you keep in mind that there's free clinics serve maybe 5% of the uninsured. We also note that women had a slightly higher odds of being admitted for preventable hospitalization. For the age category, there's kind of an interesting increasing effect as you get older in age, so that individuals that were 30 to 39 had 1.23 times the odds of 18 to 29-year-olds of being admitted for preventable hospitalization. And then when we look at, really, let's just say equal to or greater than 65, there's a 2.9 times the odds of 18 to 29-year-olds. And I will note that there was about 4,000 observations in this category. Most likely, they're going to be undocumented immigrants. In terms of race, and I will start by mentioning that North Carolina did not require the identification of race until 2010, so we were missing about 38% of the observations did not have that identifier. But for those that were identifying, Black Americans had a 1.84 times the odds of white Americans of being admitted for preventable hospitalization. We also see that Asian Americans had about a 40% reduction of being admitted versus white Americans, and then slightly higher odds for Native Americans. I should mention I didn't include the county level, the county variables or the health service environment variables because none of them were statistically significant. Now, if we look at just the chronic conditions, we see again that residing in the county served by a free clinic for an individual was a reduced odds and it was statistically significant. Now it's an 8.9% reduction. It was in the prior slide for the overall preventable hospitalizations, it was 7.6, which would kind of would indicate that free clinics may have a more pronounced effect when they're addressing the chronic conditions. Females now have a reduced odds. We see a similar effect in the age where it's up, increasing at each age category, but actually it's at higher at each age category than it was for preventable hospitalizations. We see it also again with the Black Americans, that also increased. Now they have a 2.15 times the odds of white Americans of being admitted for a preventable hospitalization associated with a chronic condition. And looking at the last indicator of that for preventable hospitalizations associated with acute conditions, we see that actually now the primary variable of interest is no longer significant. Again, this probably supports the theory that free clinics are more effective with chronic in aiding chronic conditions, aiding uninsured individuals with their chronic conditions. You see that women now actually have a 1.48 times the odds of the men. There's the same effect going on with age as it increases with the age category, but now it's actually lower than it was for overall preventable hospitalizations and lower than for the chronic conditions. The Black Americans also saw now a lower odds ratio. They're now 1.14 times the white Americans. So overall, the takeaway from the study was that free clinics are effective in contributing to the primary care of uninsured adults in North Carolina, and particularly for their chronic conditions. And this is not too surprising given that the resources that free clinics have, they're probably better at addressing people with their chronic conditions and helping with maintenance and doing lab tests and medications, whereas with acute conditions, which may be time sensitive, free clinics may not have the resources available to assist uninsured adults with their acute conditions. It also would indicate that state and local policy should help encourage free clinics and help support free clinics, particularly in areas of need, as well as maybe support partnerships with the hospitals, which they, some of them do have, and other social organizations. The study also continues to highlight the disparities for uninsured Black Americans in accessing primary care. We saw with both the overall preventable hospitalizations and particularly the chronic, the preventable hospitalizations related to chronic conditions, they continue to have a significantly higher odds than white Americans in being admitted for preventable hospitalizations. So there's a need to look at the barriers for the Black Americans in accessing primary care, and particularly maybe access and whether they can access effective at accessing the free clinics for their primary care. And that's my conclusion. Thank you.